Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Perhaps you have been lamenting the gaps in your summer Shakespeare experience. Well, you lamented too soon. The Commonwealth Shakespeare Company is presenting The Tempest this coming Thursday evening, August 6th, in an online, script-in-hand performance. It's free, and it's also a benefit. If you're able to donate, then you'll be supporting the theater group's Boston Common production of The Tempest in 2021. The company's founding artistic director, Steve Mailer, is directing this virtual production. Steve, welcome to WBUR's Weekend Edition.
Thank you so much for having me, Sharon.
The Tempest features plenty of magic. Does presenting Shakespeare's final play via future world technology feel a little like magic?
Well, I'm going to do the quote one has to do. It is a brave new world that we live in now, right? And we have to sort of adapt to the realities of the world that we live in. You know, for us, the notion of going forward this summer outside on the Boston Common was something we were desperate to do. We held out hope until the last possible moment that we could figure out a way to have performances out on the Boston Common. But you know, it just simply isn't safe for the performers or for the audience. So we made this decision to sort of shift our gears and try to capture some of the focus and time and energy that our artists had set aside for this summer to be able to share some iteration of this piece. For us, Shakespeare, the power of Shakespeare is the power of performance and the power of the language. And I think in this medium, language will shine through.
You know, if William Shakespeare had lived in a time of elevator pitches, what would his elevator pitch for The Tempest have been?
So it's his final play. So he would say, this is the last thing that I wrote, so you have to read it. It's a play about dissension and violence and usurpation and reconciliation. And I think we are all so desperate for reconciliation right now. We have become so divided and so fractured as a community, as a country, as a world. And this is a play that speaks to the hard work that's required to forgive and to ask forgiveness and to get on the other side of wrongs that have been done.
With The Tempest having a big share of happy resolutions within, in this summer of 2020, how much does that seem sort of aspirational?
Well, we always have to have an aspiration, right? particularly, you know, in times of trouble, what we long for, what we dream for is even more important because it's so easy to get pulled down into the mire of the daily activity that we're engaged in. And having your eyes on the prize, understanding that there is a possibility for a better world. Brother can love brother. Reconciliation can happen. I think that's essential for us to think about now. And I long for that sense of community that certainly that live theater and live performing arts brings people together, that notion that the entire audience's heartbeats synchronize over the course of an evening and literally people's hearts are pulsing at the same rate, breathing the same air, which seems so frightening right now. I long for that again. I long for, you know, thousands of people out on the Boston Common enjoying this extraordinary company of actors. And if we don't keep that vision of what can be and what will be, it's really hard to sort of get through the day to day for me, and I think for others.
Well, in these metaphorically stormy times, as everyone is looking for clearer skies ahead, can you bring it on home for us with a few lines that might be among your favorites from The Tempest?
This is from Act 4, Scene 1 of The Tempest. Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into air. Into thin air, and like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherits shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. So that's Prospero from The Tempest.
Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for thinking of us and giving us some space.
Steve Mailer is the artistic director of the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company, and he's directing Thursday evening's virtual production of The Tempest.